We are learning Daf Nun Dalid, and we are starting from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom. Not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Mesechtas Trumos. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Tarmin Memin Al She'ein Minay. You're not allowed to take Truma, or Meiser, from Min on an Minay, from one type of grain on another type of grain. The Im Tarim, if you did it, Ein Trumos Truma, does not work. No, you're not allowed to, it doesn't even work. Non immediately, what's the makar for this? What's the makar that truma ma'isa does not work on the one min onto another min? Amar of Ami, Amar of Yanai, Va'ami lo Amar of Ami, Amar of Shem Bar Lakish. The pasuk says, Kol chelav yitzar, v'kol chelav tiroish v'dogon, reshisa mashitna l'Hashem l'cho nesatim. This pasuk says again, it says chelav yitzar, v'chelav tiroish. Yitzar is shemen, is oil, and tiroish is wine. Why say again chelav chelav? Say, kol chelav yitzar v'tiroish. So what does it teach us? Give chelev for shemen and chelev for yayin and dogon. That means give chumas ma'isa for each one separately. So the Gemara, so we separate yitzar and we separate tirosh. Eshchan tirosh v'yitzar that you can't take from shemen, can't take from oil on wine. Tirosh v'dogon, how do you know tirosh v'dogon? How do you know you're not taking wine and other grain? Or dogon and dogon, two type of grains. How do you know, like chitim and sarim, like so wheat and barley, how do you know you can't take mice of one on the other one? Menayin, how do you know? Kavachayim, it's kavachayim. Mat tirosh v'yitzar. She'inim klayim zerizeh. If you plant shemen, you plant olive seeds together with grape seeds together, it's not klayim. She'inim klayim zerizeh, misas mizerizeh. You can't take mice of one on the other one. Tirosh v'dogon. Grapes and grain. Let's say grapes and wheat, which is kalayim, or dogam and dogon, or chitim and sarim, barley and wheat, if you put it together, shem kalayim, you plant it together, that's kalayim zevzeh. In a din shloi yisashim zevzeh, of course, you cannot take maise one on another one. Break the Gemara of Rav Yeshia, Rav Yeshia, Rav Yeshia holds that kalayim is only chayiv in a specific case. What is a kalayim? Achiz rechita v'sa'ira v'chartz and pelos yad. You have to plant wheat, barley, and grape seeds together. That's the only time when you chayiv for kalayim. So what's the kavachaymer? So hechi ma'isilo. Ma'isilo, this is the way you make the kavachaymer. O ma' tirosh v'yitzar. Madach shemen and yayin. She'ene kalayim. You know, olives and grapes. It's not kalayim, it's not kalayim. If you add some chita to that, or sa'ira to that, will not be. Will not be kalayim and still a misas mizelzeh tirosh v'dogon or dogon v'dogon shein kalayim zevzeh devacha. You add one more thing, for example, tirosh v'dogon. You add on saira or dogon v'dogon. You add on tirosh. It'll be kalayim and a din shloi misas mizelzeh. So of course you can't take ma'aser zelzeh. Madach something that's not kalayim cannot be ma'aser one on the other one. For sure something that is kalayim, you cannot take ma'aser one on the other one. How do you know stam two minim? Rashi explains it means like how do you know two minim? Let's say a poilim v'adashim, like beans and lentils. How do you know there when you take off ma'isa or truma, you can't take one min on the other one? So the Gemara, how do rabbanim know? Those are only chayiv ma'isa from the mid rabbanim. Chol the kinu rabbanim gain deraisa kinu. Anything that they m'sak of the rabbanim, they're similar to the deraisa. Ma deraisa shnei minim ein misasim zel zel. Just like by the deraisa, two minim and not you can't take ma'isa one on the other one. Mash they mean of Imsasim Zelza. There are Bonon Nami. Also, you can't take Meiser from Zelza. Omle Rabba Barachana Larabaya Elamiato. If this is true, that the only reason why you can't take Min of Eimino is because the Pasuk says Mchelev Yitzar, Chelev Tirosh, Elamatika Meiser Behem, like Sivichol Meiser Bokar or Meiser Tsoin. There, the Pasuk says, B'chol ma'asa b'kor v'tzoyin. Don't say again the word ma'isa between b'kor and tzoyin. So v'loiksev chol ma'isa b'kor ma'asa tzoyin. So there yis'asru mizel azeh. You should take off ma'isa from one on the other one. Amalei. So Abaye answers, Omakro ha'asiri. The way Rashi learns it means like this. The word ha'asiri, it's ki'ilu, it says it on the tzoyin. And this they read the pasuk. V'chol ma'asa b'kor. And then it says, V'tzoyin kashi yavar tachas ha'shavat ha'asiri. So that word ma'isa is going on tzoyin. So each one. Teina siri lezeh, teina siri lezeh. Each one has their own ma'aser, therefore you can't take one on the other one. You can't take one ma'aser, one on the other one. So we're saying that the way we know by ma'aser you can't take from bakar and tzoyin is because it says ha'a siri.